The dirt track was full of large potholes, which meant I couldn't drive any faster than walking pace. This suited me fine, and I was enjoying the leisurely potter across the rugged moorland in the lazy summer heat. It hadn't rained here for a while, and despite my slow pace, the wheels of my jeep were creating small, swirling dust clouds. The land swept away to my left up a long, gentle slope that was patchwork quilted with dry stone walling. In the distance, near the horizon, a small farmhouse appeared to shimmer and quiver in the heat. To my right was a metre-high dry stone wall in very good condition, right next to the track. I took my eyes off the track for a split second and steadied my camera, as I encountered a particularly rough area. When I looked back through the windscreen, I instinctively slammed on the brakes and stopped dead. A wave of four-legged bodies came bobbing lightly over the wall to my right. Nose to tail, they landed in jittery disarray there before me. They milled around on spindly legs for a few seconds, as if sizing me up and accounting for all their number. I picked up my camera as they spilled out over the moor to my left. I fumbled briefly and thought about changing lenses before abandoning it, in favour of watching the troop through binoculars. They wound their way up across the moor, a chain of roving does clearing effortlessly, like a strange liquid, all walls in their path. They reached a field of cattle in the distance. The cattle stopped their methodical ruminating and clumsily joined in, some in amongst the herd, and some following behind, bucking and frolicking through the grass. Two or three of the cows seemed to consider following the deer's example to escape the confines of their field, but thought better of launching their clumsy frames at the last minute. The cattle, like me, watched in astonishment and fascination the deer disappear over the horizon. I have no photograph. Just my memory to share with you.